Welcome to HorrorFatale.com, almost live, where sarcasm goes to the movies and snark watches TV, with your hosts, the Horror Fatale and the Diva Mummy.
Welcome to HorrorFatale.com, almost live. I'm your host, the Horror Fatale, bringing you this week's horror news, reviews, recaps, and information. As always, I ask you to like and subscribe and give me a review at iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play, or whatever you're listening to the podcast on.
He has figured out a way to be invisible. You know exactly what I'm talking about. He's not dead. I just can't see him.
Okay. Now, I agree with you. Adrian was brilliant. But it wasn't because of anything he invented. It was how he got in people's heads. You think about it. He came up with the perfect way to torture you, even in death. Only thing more brilliant than inventing something that makes you invisible is not inventing it, but making you think he did.
He's not dead, Tom.
If only you could see the face that Aldis Hodge from Straight Outta Compton makes when she delivers that he's not dead, he's still alive, that face. If you see the movie, which I think you should, you would love that face. It was hilarious. Anyway, what you just heard is a clip from The Invisible Man, which came out about 2 weeks ago, February 28th. And I know it's been a long time since we've spoken, guys. A lot of things have happened since then. And I won't bore you with them, but I wanted to drop in and do this mini episode about The Invisible Man. I'm going to record a real episode in the next couple of days where I will discuss The Hunt. And if you follow my Instagram, you saw that I had a screening pass for The Hunt. But in LA, in Los Angeles County, we had about 25 cases of the coronavirus. And my immune system is compromised a little bit because I had the flu back in December, if you remember, because it took me a while to shake it. So I am trying to take it really careful and not do large crowds or where there's a bunch of people. So I didn't go to the screening. So that means I'm going to have to pay for it to go see it during the matinee when everybody else is at work. at their day jobs. So I won't be surrounded by a whole lot of people. So I'll give you my thoughts on that. From what I hear from other horror people, it's really fun. So we shall see. Anyway, back to The Invisible Man. You can hear you can read the entirety of my review that I did on the film when I could actually still go to theaters. Back before we got struck with Corona, I went to see The Invisible Man and Fantasy Island. And I didn't even bother to do a review on Fantasy Island because, like I said in my Instagram, on my Instagram account when I was back and forth with one of my followers and Insta friends, I told them that it wasn't worth it. You just save your money. I didn't remember a whole lot about the TV show, but I thought it was darker, like Mr. Rourke. I thought he was a witch or something. I was trying to remember. I don't remember watching that show as a kid. I know what it's about. I remember the guys, Ricardo Montalban and Hervé Lange, I think. I know it was a French name, and I probably just butchered it with him in the plane and the boss or whatever. But I remember as a kid not wanting to see it because I think it was like 6 or 7 or 8, maybe even 8 or whatever. But I thought it was about love or something, about them coming to the island to find love. So I didn't care to watch that. I wasn't there yet. So I was like, you know what? Nobody wants to see that. Same thing with, what was the other one, The Love Boat. Yeah, I don't want to watch that. I think I was probably somewhere watching A-Team or something where there was some action. Anyway, I've gotten way off tangent. I would say rent Fantasy Island on or Netflix or Hulu or however you get, you know, the home media. I wouldn't waste gas and time going to see Fantasy Island. Anyway, back to The Invisible Man. It's a pretty good film. I gave it 3 stars out of 5 on my site. Not perfect in a lot of ways. There were some stuff that I had some real questions about. And if you see the film, if you've seen the film, you'll probably agree with me. There was just a lot about it that didn't make a whole lot of sense. But if you suspend reality, you can get through it. As you know, The Invisible Man is a remake of the classic horror film from back in the day. And this one was directed by Lee Whannell, and it stars Elizabeth Moss, Aldis Hodge, Storm Reid, Terry Driver, Oliver Jackson Cole. And it's about a 2-hour and 4-minute runtime. That's how you know that you're entertained. Because it didn't even bother me that it was, because honestly, 1.5 hours, most of the times will do me. If it gets past that, I usually am like, or whatever. But, with all credit to Lee Whannell, was able to move the narrative along pretty swiftly, and there wasn't any, not too many lulls where you're like, okay, where you're waiting for something to happen. That was a plus. So, as you already know, trapped in a violent, controlling relationship with a wealthy and brilliant scientist, Cecilia Cass escapes in the dead of night and disappears into hiding, aided by her sister and their childhood friend and his teenage daughter. When Cecilia's abusive ex commits suicide and leaves her a generous portion of his vast fortune, Cecilia suspects his death was a hoax. A series of eerie coincidences turns lethal, threatening the lives of those she loves. Cecile's sanity begins to unravel as she desperately tries to prove that she's being hunted by someone no one can see. I know there have probably been many, 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 many think pieces about this by now. I haven't bothered to read any of them, but, you know, here's another one. And you can read it again on horrorfatale.com, where, you know, my thoughts are better written. But I will say, when I saw the trailer for this, I instantly was drawn to 2 films, Hollow Man and Sleeping with the Enemy. To me, this movie is a hybrid movie of both those combined, and it's placed into now. It's placed into the Me Too era, so it could be more timely. One of the things that automatically stuck out, Hollow Man, which stars Kevin Bacon and Josh Brolin and Ally Sheedy. I think her name's Ally Sheedy. I could be wrong about that. I think she's Ally Sheedy. But should have looked that up. I would suggest that if you haven't seen that, you should rent that. Came out in like 2000. If you're a horror fan, you've probably already seen it. But that movie, even at that time when we weren't in the Me Too era, there's 2 things that was specific to me that I thought was the scariest of all. When Kevin Bacon's character is invisible, he literally walks out of where they're monitoring him and gropes one of the female doctors when she's asleep. And that was always like, ew, as a woman, you know what I'm saying? Because, wow, he put his hands on this woman just freely because he could get away with it because he's invisible. And sure as clockwork, you already know that he's going down really fast into, you know, his moral compass is gone and he's getting really off the charts. By that one action, you already know it's going to get really worse. And like clockwork, a few scenes later, he full-on rapes his neighbor. He'd already, you know, at the beginning of the movie, been leering at her and looking at her, you know, through the window and all that. So just for him to just full-on descend quickly into that, I always thought that was very good and very horrifying. And I'm going to go back even further to Sleeping with the Enemy, which came out, I want to say probably 91 or 92. I remember being really young, so whatever year that was. And it starred Julia Roberts, and an English guy played her husband. And I think she's the only one that's really, besides him, that's really, really famous, because I can't think of anybody else on the movie. Anyway, she kind of shares a lot with Cecilia Moss's character, an Invisible Man, in that she's been isolated from her family and friends. I don't even think she had any family besides her mother, who's blind and home somewhere across the world or whatever. I don't think she had anybody else. It was just her husband and her. And he was like anal retentive as you would. Normally I like that kind of thing because I am anal retentive as well. But he was just to another level. Now, I gotta say, I'm with him with the labels and jars on the cabinets lining up. My cabinets look like that too. But anyway, he is just violent. And much like, you know, Kevin Bacon's character, he hides his abuse because he can't be seen. And so that those two movies, to me, this version of Invisible Man borrows heavily. And not in a bad way, in complete good ways. It kind of makes it a little different, if you will, on how we think of horror, because there is a body count, by the way, but it's not the kind of body count that we're accustomed to. You know what I'm saying? It's not Freddy or Jason or anything, slasheries or ghost story or anything along those lines. This is like, theoretically, if the technology were available to make one invisible, this shit could happen. So that makes it very horrifying. And it, to me, it's the way that they have the Cecilia character sanity being questioned. Like I said, if you could see that clip that I played earlier for you and see the face that her friend makes when she says he's alive, he's like, girl, really? So to not be believed when you know you're not insane is very scary, especially for women out here in the world. So I have to give props to Miss Winnell for this very, I don't want to call it bold, or I guess I will call it bold. It was a bold take on a classic horror story in a completely different direction that I really kind of, I'm happy that she went with. I know there are a couple of people that don't love it. Well, that's on you, but it's redefining horror and how we think of it. So well done to this movie. I say see it. But right now, if you can wait until it comes on, something where you can see it at home and not have to go into a crowd, I would recommend it. Like I said earlier, this is just a little mini thing that I wanted to drop in and do because I hadn't done this in a while. And I'm sure this was a rambling mess because of it. But I wanted to do this really quick so I could drop something in. And I finally figured out a schedule so I can do these for like an hour during a time of the week where I'm not like ultra busy. And I wanted to get this in, like I said earlier, to just say hi. And I've missed you guys. And I promise I will be back with more. And hang in there. I know all 12 of you that were listening, studying, were like, where's the new package? Here it is. We're going to talk about The Hunt in the next episode. Like I said, I'll put my hazmat suit on and all that and venture out. But I think the time of day that I'm scheduled to go see it, there won't be a whole lot of people there. So I run the risk of not getting infected. Oh my God, the times we are living in. See you guys very soon.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ed.
Your team's in early today. Something special going on?
Sorry, Ed. You know the rules.
If we're gonna move forward, this is the next logical step.
We're ready for you.
Are you sure?
Positive. Here goes nothing.
Sebastian? Are you in here? So, what's it like being a ghost?
Ghosts are dead. I'm very much alive.
The question is, what would you do if you knew you couldn't be seen?
You trust your eyes. You rely on your senses.
Sebastian, this is not funny.
You think you're alone.
Why did you have to go out in public?
You have no idea what it's like. The power of it, the freedom. It's amazing what you can do when you don't have to look at yourself in the mirror anymore.
Okay, Sebastian, fun's over. Tell us where you are.
Sorry, Linda.
You'll never be sure again.
It could be here. It could be anywhere.
There's more to fear than you can see.
You have no idea how much fun this is.